This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, Malia Cuevas and Andy Yadrow. If you have questions for Malia and Andy, they are here to answer them for you. Give us a call now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We can get you right on the air with your questions. We are going to be talking this morning about something I think a lot of us kind of may breeze over in our new new hire at a job, or maybe some changes are made to our employer plan when it comes to retirement planning. There should be a lot of questions that should be answered. We'll help you kind of guide through that with our retirement planning professionals. But again, if you have any retirement-related question, Andy and Malia are here to help. Don't forget, as well as we do this morning's program, you definitely want to check out Kloss Financial's website. It's klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. Not going to cost you a thing. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. And without any further ado, let's say hello to our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Andy Yadrow. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, Sean. Enjoying the sunshine and try not to think about the fact that we might get snow this weekend.
Welcome to Wisconsin. Yes, right. Exactly. Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. I don't think we're going to see any more snow for the rest of the year. That's my prediction.
The one and done. That's right.
So we've got a
big show on deck as we do each and every week. As we mentioned, we're going to be talking about understanding your retirement plan at work. Another thing that we do each and every week here on Money in Motion, of course, is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. A chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Starbucks. And before we start on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Not only do the question, but get the answer from last week's as well.
Absolutely. We had a pretty popular topic last week, a good influx of calls into our office. So I want to start out by saying thank you to everybody for listening and a big congratulations to Wayne from DeForest, who was our winner. Last week's question was, if you wait to collect your Social Security past your full retirement age, what percentage will your benefit increase per year? And the correct answer is that your benefit can increase up to 8% per year until you start taking benefits or reach age 70.
Fantastic. And that was last week, so we'll do a whole new one this week. Little tip, typically the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week comes up during the program. So you're going to want to listen closely, not only because it's fantastic information, but an opportunity to win a prize a little bit later on in the program. So, of course, one area that I know you guys like to help people out with is understanding their retirement plan at work. And one of the areas, of course, people have a lot of questions about is maximizing it. Let's dive into that and talk a little bit about that area.
Yeah, so this is a really big area that we work with clients who are getting serious about retirement planning. And most people don't really, you know, especially when they're switching jobs, understanding what's available in their new job with regards to retirement savings is really the first place we like to begin. Is the company offering a 401k plan for them, a 403b, 457? And if not, do they have options to, you know, set up an IRA outside of work so that they can contribute to their plans? And what we're trying to do is find out ways that they can put away the most, the largest amount of money into a retirement account, whether it be pre-tax or post-tax, and really looking for ways in which for our clients to be able to maximize their contributions. Now, of course, everybody needs a paycheck. That's why they're going to work. So we have to be reasonable. We have to pay our bills and you know, keep our lifestyles going, of course. But we're always looking at the most we can be putting away and making sure we have the right plan that can help us with that. So first of all, you can't put away anything into a retirement plan through work or even an IRA unless it's earned income. So in other words, if I'm only working and making $15,000 a year, or let me say this again, if I'm working part-time and I'm making a small amount, I can't put more than I'm making into any type of retirement plan or IRA. It has to be always earned income. The biggest question we run across, and we do hear this quite frequently, is people say, well, I don't trust my company with my money for retirement, so I'm not putting anything into my plan. And we ask them, well, do you know if your plan even offers a match through your employer? And they say, well, yeah, I think I heard something about 3%. And that's when all of us in our company just get really frustrated because we're like, you are giving away free money. We try not to be that, you know, vocal, but you're giving away free money. And the point is that your employer, and a lot of them don't do this. So if yours actually does match maybe up to 3% or up to 6%, meaning that if you put in 3%, they will match up to 3%. There's all different ways to cut that, but it's just a really nice incentive. Your employer's basically saying, we're going to help you develop your retirement. And there's no reason. I mean, Andy or myself, CJ, none of us can give you free money, okay? This is free money on the table. So don't walk away from that. Also, you know, the fact is that many people start retirement saving much later than they anticipated. Now, when we're talking to our own children who are starting off in their working lives, we look ahead and we go, wow, they have 40 years to, you know, start putting away money. Boy, wouldn't it have been nice if we had started back in our 20s. Generally speaking, people, the average is probably into their late 40s. People start getting very serious because they're dealing with college bills and everything else for their families. And so what we like to talk about is all the catch-up provisions that the IRS has so nicely provided for us, especially when you're over 50, because they realize you perhaps haven't saved as you should have. So some examples today, for example, if you're saving into an IRA, so this is outside your employer most likely, and you are over 50, you can put away $7,000 in 2019, which is $6,000 per year with a catch-up of an extra $1,000. So it's $6,000 if you are under 50 and $7,000 if you're over 50 into an IRA. However, if you're under 50 years old and you're saving into one of those retirement plans at work I spoke of, you can contribute $19,000 this year in 2019. Of course, you've got to make at least $19,000 to contribute that. Plus, you can also add an extra $6,000 if you happen to be over 50, so for a total of $25,000 if you're over 50. So let me repeat again, $19,000, and it actually works with our year this year, $19,000 in 2019, and if you're actually over 50, they give you that $6,000 catch-up. So the goal here for all of our listeners is, we want to make sure that you know where your retirement income is going to come from. And for most people, there aren't as many pensions as there were in the past. So we want to make sure we have appropriate retirement buckets to be able to pull from. If you do have a pension, we sit down with you and look at your options. And that's a great thing because perhaps you can take it over a period of time, single or with a, if you have a spouse, being able to leave some to them, a larger amount. Those are big choices, and most of those choices you cannot change after you've made them. So that's what we're here to do, is just kind of sit down and say, what does your landscape look like for retirement, and how can we help you get to your desired goal?
Really good information there. Malia Cuevas along with Andy Yadro, they come to us from Kloss Financial. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and Andy, you can give us a call right now. We will get you on the air. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310 to get you on the air. Don't forget Kloss Financial's phone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That is 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You may have heard the term target fund. You may have some questions about a target fund. Is it a good choice? We'll find out from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. 1310. Don't forget, Kloss Financial is always here to help as well. You can call their office right here in Madison at 442-5637. You can set up an appointment. That initial get-to-know-you appointment, not going to cost you anything. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637, and online at klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Talking this morning about your retirement plan through work and some of the questions you may have and some of the answers you may need as well. And one of the areas that I hear a lot of, and I don't know if this is a newer thing or if I'm just hearing more about it, which is a target fund. And people have questions about, you know, what exactly is a target fund and a 401k? And of course, the biggest question is that a good choice to be saving into?
Yeah, and both are really great questions. Looking at your investment choices with your retirement plan at work is really important to do. You need to make sure that you're taking an appropriate amount of risk for your age, temperament, years to retirement, and obviously your own circumstances. Now, we know that saving for retirement is never easy, but target date funds can help eliminate the guesswork in choosing your 401k plan investments. Essentially, they offer one-stop shopping and set-it-and-forget-it investing, which is exactly what most people are looking for. Rather than choosing a mix of stock and bond mutual funds, you simply select a single fund dedicated to have the right combination of assets based on when you plan to retire, i.e. your target date. And the good news is that about three-fourths of large 401k plans actually offer target date funds to their employees, and oftentimes they're the default option unless you choose otherwise. Now, there are some important facts regarding target date funds that I think are worth mentioning. The first one being that your investment choices are limited. Within a 401k plan, it's likely that you'll only be offered one target date fund from a single company. If you have no choice, you can't shop around for the fund with the lowest fees. And even if the fees are reasonable, they may be higher than what you'd pay by investing in the fund's individual components on your own. Secondly, target date funds don't guarantee a return. This is a big one. Even in an ideal world where every target date fund comes with the investor's best interest in mind, there is still a chance that you risk losing principal. And that's true anytime you go beyond totally safe investments like CDs or savings accounts. And most investors just don't understand that. This was actually evidenced in a survey by the Securities and Exchange Commission where a whopping 30% of respondents indicated that they think a target date fund provides guaranteed income. Additionally, 15% said it depended on the fund, and another 20% simply didn't know. The moral of the story here is that it's important to know what investments a fund holds and what their underlying risks are. Broadly speaking, domestic stocks are riskier than bonds, and international stocks are riskier than domestic stocks. Looking at how a fund is allocated to these asset classes will give you an idea of how much risk it's actually taking. Another thing to note is that not all funds with the same target date are the same. Some will perform better in certain years and worse in others when compared to their peers. And again, this is all based on the performance of their underlying investments.
Fantastic. Talking this morning with Andy Yardrow and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for Andy and Malia, give us a call now at 321-1310. Of course, you can always call Kloss Financial at 442-5637. That's 442-5637 and online at klossfinancial.com. Sorry about that, Andy. Real quick, I just had to real quickly mention, of course, people can get in with questions. Let's talk about some more of those facts that people need to know about.
Absolutely. The final thing to mention is that the actual target date fund may be taking too much or actually even too little risk. One thing to evaluate when you're looking at your target date fund is you need to understand its glide path, or in other words, how the fund's asset allocation is supposed to change as you age. Now, a typical glide path starts off with a heavier weight in stocks and gradually shifts your asset allocation to include more bonds and short-term funds over time. An important thing to know is whether your fund's glide path takes you to or through retirement. If it takes you to retirement, the fund will actually reach its most conservative allocation on the date you're expected to retire and not change at all beyond that. And that might actually be a scenario where you find yourself taking too little risk.
Very, very interesting stuff. Talking with Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find more information about Kloss Financial online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn about their separate divisions, the ways they can help you as an individual. Also, if you are a business owner, they have some great opportunities there for retirement plans for your employees. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the market. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. And, of course, from there, you can listen to all the previous shows' podcasts as well. Again, just get to KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Don't forget also that will be the number you're going to use in the next segment. We do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Starbucks. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, Andy, and do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Andy Yadro and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning, at 8 o'clock. You can call right in with your questions. We will get you on the air right at the top of the show. If you run into anything over the upcoming week that you have questions about, you can, of course, call the show. You can also always call Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial and online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Talking this morning about employer-based retirement plans and some of your options that may be offered through work, some opportunities like matching contributions that you definitely don't want to miss. Let's talk then about if you do have some choices in the type of 401k that you're saving into, let's say you got like a Roth or a traditional, what should people be doing and how much can we be stashing away in these?
Right. So I think we covered how much you should be putting away, which is as much as possible.
Yes.
but always our answer is, well, it depends. And, you know, something we do at Kloss Financial is we do work fairly closely with our clients' accountants, because at the end of the day, we can have you put away a lot of money and someday you're going to take it out and you may be paying higher taxes than you could have had you planned differently. So we do like our clients to understand we personally are not accountants, although we work with this information quite a bit. But it is important to seek out good guidance from an accountant, even as you're working on your retirement plan. So when we're looking at possible taxes in retirement, we're looking at possible probable income flows and potential tax rates. And none of us has the crystal ball. We don't know that tax rates will increase or actually decrease in the future. But it's clear, usually for our younger clients, to move them towards Roth 401ks. And, you know, I ask this question of many clients, do you have a Roth 401k option at work? Most people have no clue. And I've been asking them the same question for 5 years. They still don't check into it. So most plans do offer that option, and it's really important for you to understand, because if, in fact, you could put some of your income, deferred income, into a Roth 401k, of course, you're paying the taxes today on that money. Anything that would go into a Roth 401k, you're not getting the benefit of a reduction for income taxes for this year. But the beauty of it is, someday when you do go into retirement, A, you're not forced to take that money out with the required minimum distributions we're always talking about on the show, which begin at 70 and a half. You can continue letting that grow within your Roth, for at this point you'd roll it over into a Roth IRA. And you do have to do that, so you don't have to take the RMDs out. And secondly, as you take it out someday from that Roth IRA, you are going to be able to take it out tax-free. And again, everybody likes that word free. We're not going to ever have to pay taxes on it again. So for some people, we're looking at maybe they're putting 50% into their Roth 401k portion and 50% into their traditional so they can get the tax break today. But it differs for everybody. Again, a really good area to coordinate between your financial advisor and your accountant to make sure you're making some good choices. So how much should you be putting away? Probably as much as you can afford to. And what we find is that if, in fact, you get a raise, that's a great time to increase the amount you're putting away. You can always adjust it if something happens. But, you know, for most of our clients, we do drill into them that we want them to have anywhere from six months to 2 years worth of savings, so that if there was some, you know, disruption in their current work or whatever, that they can handle that, those bumps. But really, the the most you can put away, as we gave those limits earlier today, each time you get the raise or whatever that might be, just increase it by a percent, and you really won't see a difference. For most of us, we know if it ends up in our own bank account, we're probably spending that money quicker than, you know, even noticing that it's gone away into our retirement plan. So interesting, Kiplinger has released a figure in March of 2018 that Americans have stashed away $26.6 trillion in retirement savings. So that's a really good amount that Americans are putting away. But for yourself, as Andy can attest to, in our experience, most people don't tell us that they've got too much money when they're sitting there in retirement. So especially if you don't have a pension to fall back on. So just a good thing to remember, it's never too late to get started with your retirement planning and your savings. And of course, yesterday was always better than today to get started, but we're optimists. We can usually find a plan that can help people moving forward at any point.
Fantastic stuff. Malia Cuevas and Andy Yadro, they'd love to help you. It all starts with a phone call to Kloss Financial. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. I mentioned their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you are younger than 50 years old, how much can you save into your 401k or 403b retirement plans in 2019? Is it $10,000 or $19,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card for Starbucks. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Malia, Andy, great to see both of you guys. Have a fantastic day.
You too, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkiss comes your way next with Advocate MD here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.